In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Eden and I yesterday decided to take things into our own hands, matters into our own hands, and create a Facebook group for young parents. Young parents, 16 to 25, we thought, well, this is Eden's experience, okay? I had a very different experience. Well, we had the same experience and a different experience at the same time. Obviously, because she was pregnant and she was going to a lot more appointments due to COVID, I wasn't allowed to go. So she was getting a lot of the first-hand experience.
Well, even if without COVID and stuff like that, it's different for everybody going through any experience.
Exactly.
You know, when if you guys have another kid ever, that experience will be different once again.
Yeah, that's right. The reason why we started this parenting group for young parents, 16 to 25, it's called Ballarat Young Parents, if you want to go and follow it if you're in there, is because Eden felt, though, that she was quite... a lot of the time she felt discriminated against because she is a young mum. You know, she went to a mother's group. She's been to a mother's group a couple of times, and all of those mothers are mid-30s, you know, in their 30s, mid-30s to late-30s, she said. All the mothers have got careers, they've had children before, they're married with partners, and they're just in a totally different...
It's a different world.
..stage in life, exactly. And she thought, you know what, I feel like I'm so disconnected. I feel like there's no one else around that's going through what I'm going through. And I said, Eden, surely there is. Surely there is other young mums who feel disconnected from society, feel like they've been left behind and not cared about. So we thought, why don't we just make a Facebook group? If we get 5 members, so be it. If we get 1,000 members, so be it. We decided to start a Facebook group, Ballarat Young Parents, for young parents to just chat, hang out. Once COVID's over, obviously, we can do meetups, get together, have some coffee, whatever. Eden was super pumped about this idea because she's like, finally, I am not getting this opportunity to socialize with parents my own age. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make up my own opportunity. And I was like, good on you. Power to you for making your own opportunities.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things because I know, for instance, like my mum is still friends with people that she had like mother's group with.
Yeah.
Which is just like people, you just have babies around the same time
exactly,
and you end up hanging out, and it's kind of, back in those days, it was like through the hospital almost in a sense.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's still friends with and knows people that were part of the mother's group, and then I went to school with the kids, and it was one of those things, and it was a very kind of, you know, community that you feel a part of. So I completely understand where she's coming from because, you know, people have in their mind this idea of still that, you know, you get married, then you have the kid.
Yeah,
or
that's
like,
right.
And that's it, which is really not the case in any way, shape or form, whether because like you get into that, you get married, you have the kid, you might have fertility issues.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you have the kid and then you decide that you want to get married. It doesn't matter how you kind of play your life out. It's your life. You do whatever you want. But, yeah, I can see where she's coming from, that society.
Yeah, we've done it the wrong way, is what she feels. And it was originally going to be the Ballarat Young Mums group. But she said, why not young dads? Like young dads, I mean dads in general. I feel like dads in general there's no support for them. There's no support for dads. And all the support goes to the mother. Obviously, that's a very important. But and all the speaking, one thing I did notice, whenever a nurse came in or a midwife came in or anything to do with that, the baby, the nurse or the midwife would always speak to the mother. I was in the room, but they would not turn their head and look at me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's just kind of that stigma, lack of a better term. I was talking to Dad yesterday, actually, and he was going on, weird story, but he found our Dorothy the Dinosaur tail that we have. And he said that he took my sister to a Wiggles concert. Mm. This was, how old was my sister? Like 25 odd years ago.
Yeah.
He took my sister. He was the only male to take their kid to a concert.
Yeah.
And you look at it now and, you know, dads are going everywhere. But then, you know, there's a lot more stay-at-home dads around the place. And, you know, the stigma is kind of changing about the roles and responsibility of relationship. Mm. But then there's still kind of, that everything goes straight to the mother. And like, I can't speak from experience because I haven't had a kid or gone through it, but you have very recently.
I've told Eden, I was like, Eden wants to become a nurse and a midwife and that pays pretty well. And I said, Eden, if you become that and you start to get paid pretty well, and I'm happy for you to be the breadwinner. I'm so happy for you to earn the most money, bring in the most money, I'm so happy for that. I will just happily look after the child, be home, stay at home dad, whatever. But Ian and I did make this Facebook group, Ballarat Young Parents, for parents who feel that way. So if you are listening, you know someone, please get them together. And after COVID, we are wanting to do, you know, catch up for coffee and meetups and stuff. Socialise.
Play dates. Can I come? Like, I don't have a kid. But I like kids. This sounds so
okay,
bad.
Okay, all right. We may need to...
No,
security,
like
security.
I just want... It's like how you go to the dog park so you can see all the other puppies.
But you don't have a dog?
I may or may not have done that once in my life. Power FM Recce. 100% Ballarat.